Hey, this is Scott, and I'm here today with a new friend of mine. His name is Joseph Matthews. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Hey, Scott. Glad to be here.
Now, Joseph, I'm going to ask you in a bit who you are and basically how you've gotten into this business of helping guys get better with women. But first of all, you know, you kind of go by another name, which is Thundercat.
Yes, in my younger years.
So you used to be known as Thundercat, but now you're basically, we should refer to you as Joseph Matthews.
Well, Thundercat was my online nickname back before I started teaching this stuff, and now I just go by my regular name.
So I've noticed a lot of guys in what's collectively known as the seduction community do have nicknames. Is there a certain reason for that?
Yes, there is. Do you want me to go into the long version, tell you the history behind it?
How about the medium version?
All right. Well, basically, you know, there used to be no kind of support group for guys who wanted to learn how to become better with women. It was just kind of like, well, your brothers taught you, or you picked up on what your friends did, and that was pretty much the extent to which you learned how to, you know, get girls.
I see.
And when the internet started to come into play, they had these, before message boards and blogs and stuff like that, they had this thing called Usenet.
Right.
Which was basically like the first kind of incarnation of online message boards.
Sure.
And there was a Usenet group called alt.seductionfast that was started by some guy who is, you know, selling seduction-related material, and he wanted a place where his customers could kind of get on and talk about it. And it kind of started to morph into something that guys would find on their own without buying this guy's products and start developing, exchanging tactics and stories and stuff like that.
Right.
And basically, the way Usenet worked was that it was free for pretty much anyone. And if you went to a search engine or something like that and you typed in, you know, whatever, chances are it was going to, like, posts from Usenet were going to show up. So basically people, instead of using their real names, began using screen names to talk about this stuff in order to protect their identity, because they get on there and they talk about specific stories and events that happened with real women. And the last thing they wanted to do is for these girls to go online and be able to find out that they were being talked about. So it was kind of like a way to be anonymous and yet still exchange the information with, you know, other guys.
Absolutely.
And when the internet started to evolve and these, you know, message boards and stuff like that got a little bit more sophisticated, people just kind of kept that tradition alive because pretty much they were open to anyone who could find them. And there have been situations where girls have gone online and found these guys talking about stuff they did to them and got pissed off, and there are a lot of very evil revenge tales that go behind that, but I won't get into those.
So it's kind of become a cultural thing.
Yeah, but basically the screen name is just a way to protect yourself from retaliation from the women that you're with and still share your information with other people. So when I first got into it, I chose the name Thundercat just because it was kind of a catchy name. And I have a friend of mine whose name was Swingcat, and I was kind of like, we'll be cats together, or I don't know what I was thinking. But basically, that's the reason why we started using screen names.
Isn't there a guy now on So Suave that calls himself Swing Thunder or something?
I haven't seen that, but yeah, that's original.
So you bring up something very curious to me. You're talking about guys protecting themselves from women finding out about them talking about these women with these other guys. So there's kind of a strange tension there between guys having to talk about their experiences with real women so that they can learn from them, and them saying these things about women that they don't want anybody to know. So my question is, it seems almost as if the seduction community is broken up into two parts, collectively known as a seduction community, but a group of guys who say, hey, there are a bunch of guys out there who have no game with women whatsoever, and we're going to teach those guys how to get better with women. And Lord knows, men and women everywhere know, just about all guys on the planet could use at least some help there. Meanwhile, there's some other guys who are saying, hey, I can teach you how to hypnotize women into ditching their boyfriends and coming to you, and you can trick them into doing various and sundry bad things, and you can run them into trances and stuff like that. Where's the line drawn within the seduction community between what's really helpful for guys and what's really kind of borderline on the black hat side of things? Break that down for us.
Well, that's always been the big battle. First of all, let me say that the seduction community in and of itself is quite unhealthy for men to get involved with, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of information out there. It's hard to separate the wheat from the chaff, but that's not really why it's unhealthy. I find that most guys who get into the seduction community hardcore, and these are the guys who, like, visit the message boards all the time and start posting themselves and things like that.
Sure.
What often happens is they begin to disassociate themselves from the women they interact with. And this happens naturally for a variety of reasons. mostly because a lot of the guys who get involved in this stuff don't have a lot of experience with women. They're dealing with some self-esteem issues, some mental issues, some self-worth issues, variety of mental factors.
Sure.
And basically, they have a hard time relating to women. There are two types of guys that usually find their way here. There are the guys who are painfully shy, who, you know, are basically virgins or very inexperienced with women. They have this kind of idealized kind of view of women.
Sure.
You know, they put them on pedestals, and they're kind of like the guy who, from afar, painfully pines for the girl who doesn't know he exists. Then there are the guys who are like the players who just want to know how to basically wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and you know, want to figure out the easiest, fastest way they can get laid by a variety of girls.
Right.
And in both situations, you're dealing with guys who have little to no concept of women as human beings.
Wow.
They look at them as something that they can use, like a Kleenex, you know, they kind of use it and then throw it away. So in the seduction community, we have this term called social robots. And the whole kind of concept behind the seduction community is that it teaches guys how to socially interact with women, be it, you know, in a way that gets you laid really fast or gives you a reference point that you never knew existed before. So it kind of caters to both of those types of guys. Now, there are other types of guys out there who just kind of sit back and read the stuff and pick and choose the things that they learn from, go out and are very healthy in doing it. But these are the guys I find get really hardcore into this stuff. These social robots, they learn the motions that are being taught. They learn the routines and, like, the pickup lines and the DHVs and the NEGs and all this other anachronisms we have in the community.
And they go sarging.
Exactly. And they learn all this stuff, and they go out, and they just basically vomit it out. You know, they just basically regurgitate what they read online, and they see how the woman reacts. And some of them magically think they're going to get laid or whatever, but for the most part, they're so disassociated from the women they interact with that they don't really kind of see them there. It's kind of like it could be any woman. It doesn't even matter. As long as they get to spout this learned material and try to get a result from it, it's almost like the woman doesn't even matter. And that's the unhealthy aspect of it, is the fact that so many guys out there who are involved in the seduction community, they're almost more focused on the process of what they do than the actual person that they're doing it to. It's more like a social experiment in a way. They become so disassociated from the outcome that they kind of basically objectify the woman, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
So in other words, if the guy is spending so much time hanging out with other guys trying to figure out how to pick up women, the women are no longer the focus. It's the skill set of learning how to deal with women that becomes their focus. And that's kind of bass-ackwards, isn't it?
In a way, I would actually say the focus is on getting laid. And the learning process is about trying to get laid. And the woman, is, as a person, is pretty much inconsequential to the process.
Right. You know, that's it's interesting because we talk a lot here about how certainly a lot of guys who don't have a lot of skill with women are being sold the first step. They're being sold a paint-by-numbers approach. In other words, here's how you get a woman's phone number. Here's how you get a date. When, I'm sure you would agree, Joseph, that's far from being successful in the dating world. You've got to know how to get a second date. You've got to know how to have control over your own dating life so you're making your own decisions, who to go out with for how long, and ultimately to find the greatest woman you've ever met and spend your life with her if you so choose and when you so choose. Given what you've told us about what's collectively known as the seduction community, where's a guy who has very little skill or experience with women today? What's the best advice you can give him about how to get started in finding those skills without going in the wrong place?
Well, see, I have a kind of a different view than a lot of guys out there when it comes to this type of stuff. Let me try and break down how we define seduction, okay? Because I think it all pretty much starts with that.
Okay.
A lot of guys, when they go online to learn seduction, their focus is pretty much on getting laid. Now, that might sound crude or whatever, but I think a lot of women don't understand the importance of sexual release to men. Women can go a pretty long time without having sex, but for guys, as soon as you start getting older, it almost becomes like an insatiable urge. And if you're a guy who's lacking female contact, it becomes almost painful, and it starts generating a lot of anger, and that anger is directed inward towards yourself. And eventually it starts seeping into how you view women. And so you get a lot of guys who get messed up. In fact,
right.
There are scientific studies that prove that guys who have problems with sex, who don't have, who are very inexperienced with women, or have some type of sexual dysfunction where they can't perform, tend to skew towards a more violent side. They get in lots of fights, or they commit crimes, or what have you.
Right.
So, you know, there's a definite link between sexual frustration and social dysfunction.
And by all means, we've got to keep these guys off the streets.
Yeah, well, you know, most of these guys are just cool guys, but they can't... There was something happened along the way in their development where they learned to treat women differently than, you know, normal people. You know, as soon as you're in, like, in third grade and you start to notice girls or what have you, you start treating them, you know, in a different fashion. To be a little bit crude, we call it the pussy power, you know, the power of the pussy, where you're just like, that's all your focus is on. The knowledge of that changes you in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
But basically, getting back to my original point, a lot of people think that the focus of seduction, and even the word seduction itself, has to do with getting laid. It has to do with just getting your rocks off.
Right.
And so because of that, seduction has a very negative connotation. It stems from this idea that what is taught as seduction, as we know today, is actually a form of manipulation that kind of tricks the girl into sleeping with you. And that's basically where a lot of people see it, through multimedia and TV and movies and stuff like that, where you have like the sleazy player guys and what have you. That kind of becomes people's perception of what seduction is.
And then you have the women who reject them flatly. And so, meanwhile, women are getting this skewed view of men, and men are getting this view of women as totally unapproachable, and therefore their fear of approaching them is intensified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, that's kind of the commonplace, common held view of seduction, of what seduction is, which is basically a way to manipulate women into sleeping with you.
Well, then what is the good side of it? Why is this useful, not just for the guys, Joseph, because I think we've covered that, but how do women actually benefit when the right guys, under the right pretext, start talking to guys about how to be better with women? How do women benefit from that?
Let me just back up a little bit. I want to really go into this idea of what seduction really is, as opposed to what the commonly held belief is, and then we'll get into why it's good for women.
Okay.
Okay?
Go for it.
The way I look at seduction, and I think the healthier way to look at it, is actually a form of kind of self-mastery. It's a form of self-improvement. Because basically you have this notion of seduction where you go out and you try to do something to other people. You talk to a woman, you try to get her to basically lose her free will and sleep with you by doing all these little tricks and stuff. And the real definition of seduction, in my opinion, is where you sit down and you look at who you are, and you look at what's wrong with you, and then you start to heal yourself, and you start to fix what's wrong with you, and you start to adopt healthy beliefs and healthy outlooks and healthy actions and healthy knowledge about how to interact with other people. And you become the type of person who just naturally attracts people to him and naturally makes people want to be with them. I like to say that guys who go out and try to use hypnosis or routines on other people are missing the boat, because they're trying to do something to other people. And we all know that no one ever has control over someone else, not 100%, because other people have free will and the ability to make decisions for themselves, especially women. But when you try and go out and impose your will on others, you basically meet with a lot of frustration, you meet with a lot of rejection, and you meet with a lot of disappointment. But if you focus on the one thing you have absolute control over, which is yourself, and you are able to heal yourself, heal the wounds from the past that you suffered, when you're able to start to love yourself and look at the good qualities and bring those to the forefront, other people will see them, and they will naturally come to you, and they will naturally be attracted to you. And that's kind of what I focus on, and that's why I think a lot of the healthier teachers focus on. You asked before about, you know, how do you differentiate the people out there who are selling the bad kind of seduction and the people out there who are selling the good kind of seduction. And basically, you have to take a look at, number one, what it is they're promising you. They're promising you a way to get laid. That's usually a red flag. But if they're promising you a way to learn and improve yourself, instead of trying to trick women into doing something you want them to, that's usually a good sign. And another thing to do is to look at what their former students or customers have to say. I'm not talking about current students or customers. I'm talking about former ones. And get an idea of the bad versus the good. If there are more bad reviews out there than there are good, chances are you want to stay away from it.
So basically, I hear you saying that the best way for a guy to learn what you're calling seduction is really self-improvement as far as my social skills. And then you're going to attract everybody. You're not only going to attract women more effectively, but you'll have higher quality friends. You'll do better in the business world. All of that sort of gets rolled into that, doesn't it, Joseph?
Yeah, I mean, what it comes down to is basically who you are as a man. Men have a very different experience when it comes to social interactions than women do. I don't know if you know this, but there's actually a scientific study, I think it was performed in the 80s, where it basically showed that women are 90% responsible for the breakups of most relationships.
Oh, I would believe that strongly.
And because of that, what happens is that men start to guard their emotions a little bit better because they're the ones who tend to get hurt most often in breakups. And that tends to skew their view towards women, basically. And it creates a little bit of bitterness, but it also creates some disassociation. That's why women often find that they have trouble with guys kind of sharing their feelings with them, because that's a surefire way to get hurt in this game. When it comes down to what's in it for the women in terms of this kind of seduction, when a guy is able to basically sit down and heal himself from all these painful experiences he's had, when he's able to like himself, he's able to like others in a way that wasn't possible before. He's able to interact with others in a way that wasn't possible before. Instead of looking at a woman as just something to get his rocks off with, okay, he's actually to look at her in a different way and able to experience shared levels of deep emotional connection with that person without the fear that he's going to be hurt. Because he's so right in his head and so right in his heart, he's able to be strong enough to deal with any type of rejection that comes his way. And that's basically what the important thing is when it comes to seduction, is that women will get the type of men they want. They will get the type of interaction and connection they want once the guy knows how to give that to them. And once the guy knows how to give that to them without feeling vulnerable or being put in a position where he's going to be hurt. And so the idea of seduction as self-improvement, as learning how to love yourself and be confident with yourself and attract others in a healthy fashion, that's something that benefits all mankind, all of society.
So the irony here is that the guy who learns these skills doesn't get rejected anymore as much. Women are actually more attracted to him, and therefore he is going to have more natural male leadership over this. And that's bringing it full circle. That's how the women stand to gain from guys like you and I teaching men how to be better in their actual real skills with women.
When you meet a woman who has a guy who just knows the things that she wants and is able to give her the things that she desires in a relationship, you can't find a happier woman, you know?
That's right.
You can't find a woman who, you know, is more satisfied with the relationship she's in. And the guy, too, you know, the guy is perfectly satisfied with what he's got. And because of that, he doesn't cheat. Obviously, every couple has their disagreements and their fights. But overall, both parties are happier than they could ever hope to be, which is why I think seduction is a very important tool, but it's only important if it's taught the right way. And like we said before, there's a lot of danger out there that guys learn the wrong stuff, and because of that, they tend to focus on the wrong things, and they tend to get the wrong results.
Well, Joseph, thanks a million for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here. I know that you just released a brand new program, which we'll tell our listeners about. But what a pleasure. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, no problem, Scott.
Hey, this is Scott again. Wow, what an amazing, hard-hitting interview from Joseph Matthews, huh? It exceeded my expectations in just about every way conceivable. If you want to learn more about Joseph Thundercat Matthews and his great book, The Art of Approaching, along with the other programs he's got coming out, head on over to www.deservewhatyouwant.com/Thundercat and learn all about it. Thanks again for listening. Be good.
Copyright 2007 XMY Communications. Be sure to sign up for the XMY Communications newsletter at www.thechickwhisperer.com.